Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports on Europe talks on the crisis in Ukraine and Gaza.
Seven foreign ministers. A meeting on the resort island of Capri. Soaring tensions in the Mideast and Russia's continuing war in Ukraine are topping the agenda of the three-day meeting that starts late Wednesday. The G7 leaders are expected to issue a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani says he had spoken to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, on Tuesday, and has urged Israel to not only de-escalate any reaction to Iran's attack, but to not go ahead with a planned offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Charles Ledesma.
As VOA's Patsy Badakaswar reports, Israel's response may not be as direct as an all-out military assault.
Israel could also opt for covert operations targeting Iranian officials or cyber attacks like the 2010 Stuxnet malware. Gregory Hatcher of White Knight Lab cybersecurity consultancy via Zoom.
They created a virus and then they injected it into an Iranian facility and actually made the centrifuges spin uncontrollably and destroyed like millions of dollars and slowed down the nuclear capabilities of Iran.
Whatever option Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decides on, President Joe Biden has told him the U.S. will not participate in Israel's counterattack and urge de-escalation. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
And again, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for urgent de-escalation of hostilities during a phone conversation with Iran's foreign minister following Tehran's weekend attack on Israel. A UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Tuesday that Guterres also called for a renewed focus on bringing peace to the Middle East. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on U.S. aid for Ukraine and other allies amid growing GOP anger. As AP Sagar Magani explains, Johnson's thin Republican majority is sending the aid, which would force him to rely on Democrats to help pass it.
Kentucky's Thomas Massie says he's had enough.
We need a speaker who is not doing everything Chuck Schumer wants.
Republicans in the room during a private meeting say Massie suggested Johnson should resign or risk a vote to oust him.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion.
Johnson says he knew it would be a tough job.
I regard myself as a wartime speaker.
And says he will move forward with votes to send aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, though his multi-part plan leaves out a key GOP priority, southern border security. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned this week against fresh hostilities in Sudan's North Darfur region. Reuters correspondent David Doyle with those details.
Antonio Guterres was speaking on Monday, the one-year anniversary of the war between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. He said RSF-affiliated militias had attacked and burnt villages west of El Fasher, and that escalating hostilities on the outskirts of North Darfur's provincial capital were a fresh cause for deep alarm. Guterres also said that indiscriminate attacks, killing, injuring, and terrorizing civilians could amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. International donors met in Paris on Monday to pledge humanitarian support for Sudan. French President Emmanuel Macron said €2 billion have been raised for Sudan.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Myanmar's former leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been moved from prison to house arrest. The government said Wednesday the move was made as a health measure due to a heat wave. A nationwide conflict in Myanmar began after the army in 2021 ousted the elected government, imprisoned Suu Kyi, and began suppressing nonviolent protests that sought a return to democratic rule. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the closure of his country's embassy and consulates in Ecuador in solidarity with Mexico and its protests over a raid by the Ecuadorian authorities on the Mexican embassy. Maduro also says Venezuela will fully support Mexico's request to have the United Nations suspend Ecuador from the world body. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.